Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We're talking about temporary release, and it's a story that sort of jumped out at us here in the office in the paper about a particular person who had 20 previous theft convictions and was jailed, and then during temporary release, during the sentence, in fact only 2 weeks into the 8 month sentence, committed crimes of theft. So, do you think temporary release is a good thing, bad thing, or indifferent? 1850 410 494. John, you're live in Classic Hits. How are you, John?
How you doing? How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, John. What's your point on this?
Well, my point is, it should be scrapped.
Okay, why?
I'll tell you why. You have people in prison who is after committing a crime against a person.
Yeah.
What about the victim of that crime?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the temporary release for them when they're going through their mental or physical scars after that crime? Where's their help? You have the government there. You have the prison services bending over backwards for criminals. But you have nobody there bending over backwards for victims of crime. They're just left to go and live with our physical and mental scars, and nobody seems to give a shit one way or the other.
I know, but do we not need to look at the bigger picture here, John? And the bigger picture is society in general, and ultimately we need to integrate these criminals back into society at some point, unless we're going to have them in prison for the rest of their lives. And in order to do that, temporary release seems like an effective strategy.
No, it doesn't. Because again, it's pondering the criminals. At the end of the day, we need to do more for victims of crime. Your case there was about a woman there who was let out on temporary release.
Yeah.
And she's after thieving again. What was the point of that? What is the point of that?
There is no point to it. And it does seem ludicrous, all right. However, it doesn't happen as much as maybe you might think it does. This just jumped out at us in the paper today. But having said that, as I already outlined, 90% get out, do their temporary release, get back in and serve the rest of their sentence.
Yeah. And again, how many people are getting there with multiple convictions behind them, or robberies, murders, the whole lot? How many of these people are on the streets today and are actually out and causing problems for society?
Mm.
So at the end of the day, society doesn't need a criminal back out in the street. Society needs to get rid of the criminals. Full stop. Off the street.
But what do we do? House a load of criminals for the rest of their lives?
What they've done years ago, hung, drawn and quartered them. Get rid of them.
John.
No, seriously, I have no time for criminals. I couldn't care less about them. I don't care. They're not human in my eyes. Anybody who can go out there and commit a crime is not human in my eyes. And I have no time for them. I have more time for a victim of crime than I do of a criminal.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, I know, but let's break it down for a second. Hang on a sec.
It's
are you going to equate a serious crime with someone who's done a bit of shoplifting?
Crime is crime. I don't care what entails. Crime is crime. You're a criminal. You're in jail. You're there for a reason. You're not there to have a tea party. You're there because you're after either doing something to somebody, or you're after robbing something, or you're after killing somebody, or whatever. You're there as a criminal. You're not there as somebody who's just put in for the day or the hour.
So would you think then, John, in general, we need to kind of change our judicial system, our whole judicial and prison system?
Our prison system is a joke. You have more thoughts there for the criminal, and you have more thoughts there for the criminal than you do have the victim. Our country needs to look after the victims of crime and stop looking after criminals. Yes, it is a very wrong system, and it's about time we change the with regard to the victim of crime and less regard for the criminals.
Yeah, you know what? I've had this discussion on this very show before, actually. About how we deal with criminals, I suppose, in our prison system. And on the one hand, there are those with your opinion, John, who reckon, well, you said hung, drawn and quartered. I mean, we're not going to go down that road, I would think. Certainly not in the near future anyway. I don't think anyone would like to go down that road. And that there should be sort of hard time. You don't get any temporary release, no compassionate release, no nothing. But on the other hand, then, there are studies to say, and there is evidence out there, that treating prisoners humanely and well reap the rewards in the future, that they end up going back into society integrated, rather like a load of bull terriers coming out of a prison wanting to commit crimes and violence.
Most of these studies that you refer to are done by liberal do-gooders, liberal psychologists, liberal this, liberal that, you know, prison services, what have you, going into prisons and saying, listen, you have to be more humane to prisoners and all this kind of malarkey. The fact of the matter, these reports never take into account that there's a victim for every crime in this country. There's a victim behind that. Now, I'd like these people who write them reports to go and start interviewing the victims of crime and to then get a balanced approach from it. And I guarantee you, before they submit another report, you would realise that the victims need more help than the criminals. But they'll never do that.
Are you speaking as a victim of crime, by the way?
No, I'm not. I just hear enough of it on the news and on the radio. And there's a lot of victims out there who are just neglected by this state when it comes to crime.
Mm-hmm.
And just left there with their psychological and physical scars. And then you have somebody there, a do-gooder there, writing a person, the prisoner needs to be looked after. You don't care about the victim of crime. And that's what this country is wrong in. It doesn't look after its victims of crime, it looks after its criminals. And yes, it should be changed. And these liberals and do-gooders who keep writing these reports should be told to go, put their pen down, and leave society alone.
Okay, well, hang on a second, John. You're very passionate about this. I have to give that to you.
Because I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I've always thought it's wrong. It doesn't matter whether it's today or tomorrow. The fact of the matter is there's too many people. There's old people there being attacked in the homes. There's ordinary people being attacked in the homes. There's people going out for a night out are going to get the shit kicked out of themselves tonight or tomorrow night, and they're going to become a victim of crime, and nobody seems to care.
Okay, well, hang on there, John. And by the way, if you agree or disagree with John, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Lots of people agreeing with you, John, and you are. In fairness to you, credit to you, you're very passionate, and you've put your point across well. However, there will be people that disagree with you, and I'd imagine a lot in the prison system as well might agree with you that we should just do this sort of hard time thing and throw everyone away, throw the key away, and all the rest of it. Unfortunately, I don't think society works that way. But Donal, you're live in Classic Hits. How you, Donal?
How you doing, Mike? Well,
yeah, not too bad, Donal. What do you think? John reckons we should hang, draw, and quarter people. Commit crime.
Look, I'm on board with John. I detest all these, but not 100% with John. I detest all these liberals. That's where I'm on board with it. But temporary release, if it gives comfort to a family, like if somebody dies in the family, if the father died and if the son or daughter was temporary release, it would give comfort to the mother for the funeral or such like that. But what needs to happen, and it needs to happen with the bail laws as well, you need to be tagged and you need to be monitored while you're on temporary release. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah, but they are. But they're already monitored.
But they're not monitored. They're not monitored when they're on bail. They're not monitored. They're low. And let's face it.
No, but on temporary release.
But they're not monitored. They're not monitored all the time on temporary release. And that's a fact. And I know this from a brother-in-law that's a prison officer.
I'm not talking about tagging. I'm talking about they are monitored. They have to be in a designated address. They have to appear to a Garda station and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they have to appear to a Garda station once a day or something, and they can do what they like then for the rest of the day. You need to be monitored. You need to know. Put a tag on your leg, and they need to know where you are 24/7, like you would be in jail. And you come out, and you bring comfort into your family. You're going to a funeral or going to a one that may be sick or something like that. I don't believe in punishing the whole family for the sins of one person.
But Donal, in relation to this case I mentioned on the outset, like doing an 8-month sentence and 2 weeks into that getting temporary release does seem a bit absurd though, doesn't it?
Yes, but it would depend what the temporary release is for. You can't help it if somebody dies or somebody gets very sick or something like that.
That's a different form of release altogether, that's usually day release.
That's the only thing I would go for. I don't believe in temporary release because the jails are full, because that's why temporary release is there at the moment, because the jails are full.
Yeah, and you've hit the nail on the head, and that was going to be my next point.
Yeah,
That maybe this isn't always about integration. Maybe this is just the fact that they don't have a bed.
Well, it is. It is for a fact. And let's face it, you hear about people getting locked up for television licenses and everything like that. They don't actually get locked up. They go into jail for a couple of hours, they get processed, and then they're back out. You know? The jails are full, and that's why they're doing it, and they won't admit that's why they're doing it. But if liberals had their way, we'd let everybody just wander the streets, you know, especially the bail laws is just a travesty. It's sickening, like, the bail laws we have in this country.
Your issue with a sort of a semi-liberal point of view, I mean, what way would you like our society to be, Donal?
I believe our society should be, if you commit a crime, then you do the time. And you do it hard. Like, the jails are a joke. Like, they're an absolute joke. I spent most of my life in the army, and believe me, there was a prison camp in the Curragh where soldiers went, and they never came back again. They never came back into jail again in the Curragh. They learned their lesson. They were up every morning at 5:30, and they worked all day. But now you can go into jail, and you can lie in bed all day if you please.
I don't think I'd fancy being locked up in Mount Joy now, I have to say, Donald.
No, nobody, no, know, see, that's the difference between you and me and other people. So you go down to any court in the country and you'll see people down in court and they have no shame about being in court.
Yeah, but surely no matter how many PlayStations or gym equipment you give people, the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate punishment of prison is to take away your freedom. Like, I don't want to be sitting in one building for 3-4 years. Surely that's the punishment.
But you have to understand, Mike, a lot of these people, they're going into jail. They're quite happy. Some of them are quite happy in there.
It's almost better than their current existence.
It is, yeah. But what needs to happen is, like, if you do something wrong, and it starts when you're a child. If you do something wrong when you're a child, you need to be punished. You need to learn this is what happens when you do something wrong. And jail should be more of a punishment. It shouldn't be just take you off the streets.
All right, well, hang on there, Donal and John. Laura, you're live in Classic Hits. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Oh, hi, Laura. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Laura. Afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Listen, I was just saying to your producer there, Helena, that I had an ex-partner and he committed a crime and he assaulted a guy with a golf club and got 4 years.
Okay.
And he got out on temporary release and eventually assaulted two other people and got another 2 years. So the only thing that he learned in jail was to network. As in, when he came out, he had phone numbers from here to Amsterdam of people that he could get drugs from, weapons, you name it. If it's in you, it's in you to rehabilitate. If it's not, no, jail is just a playground.
Okay, and as a matter of interest, Laura, how long was his temporary release for?
The temporary release, he got four years and he was out after 22 months.
But for how long after 22 months? How long was the temporary release period?
The temporary release period he came home just for the Christmas was just over 3 weeks.
So 3 weeks of TR.
And in that time, he had committed an assault on two other people and back to jail again.
So this is maybe happens more frequently than I thought, I have to say.
Yes, it does. And so,
but Laura, I want to get into absolute specifics, but you know, we spoke about how they are monitored to a degree, as in they have to report and be at a specific address and so on.
Sign on in the Garda station, either AM or PM. They can be out at 9 o'clock in the morning and have to be in by 10 PM at night. But, like, that's all day to walk the streets or do whatever. And, like, I really think that if a person wants to be rehabilitated, jail is not the answer. Mm. Definitely not.
And like Donal then, do you think, you mentioned the playground thing, do you think it's too easy and people should be doing harder time?
Of course they should. You watch the programs on the TV about American jails. They get visits. They have a telephone. They talk to their loved ones through it. There's no touching. There's no feeling. The prison that my ex-partner was in, you could visibly see drugs being passed through mouth to mouth, through kissing or to holding hands or whatever. I mean, they don't care. They're keeping it easy. Like the guy said there a week or two ago, they're letting the ones that are bad out on temporary release to keep things quiet and simple in the prisons during busy times, you know?
Exactly. Mike, can I just say one thing there?
Go ahead, Donal.
That lady is dead right, you see. MacDool tried to stop drugs getting into prisons, and it failed. And the reason why it failed, because the prison officers and the prison authorities want to keep everything just running and ticking over nice and smooth.
Correct.
That's why they want to keep them calm. And it's the same, and you know, I think it's the same even in our mental hospitals. Keep everything just ticking over and keep it quiet. That's what I want.
Well, with the mental hospitals, all they do is give them drugs for their mind out of their head.
Exactly.
And
they
don't know what they're doing. And then they release them into society and the poor people that they don't know how to cope.
Exactly.
Some people, they're institutionalized. They know nothing other than prison.
And the other
can't wait to go to prison because they know they're getting fed. They have people bringing in their clothes, their drugs.
Mm.
They have TVs. They have PlayStations. Whereas when you're out here, if you have to go to work, like a person like myself, you're wondering if you can pay your car tax at the end of the year. You're worrying constantly.
Exactly. And now when a youngster goes into jail, it's a college. It's a college for crime.
Oh, it's a playground. It is a playground.
They learn how to commit serious crimes.
Because a lot of people in jails from, say, up in Dublin and stuff like that, they come to the country, they go on protection, and when they're on protection, and they have names and numbers, and before you know it, the people that you're reading about in the newspapers, these criminals, they have boys around cities around the country. And then when people go into jails, they're learning of these people's names and numbers, and they're networking. And they come out, and you know what? It's like going from primary school into secondary school.
You're both painting a very pretty horrible picture of our prison system, I have to say. But hang on, both of you, if you can. I do have to take a break. If you want to get in on this for the next couple of minutes, 1850 410 494. Lots of reaction to this. Or 087-188-0008. Temporary release. And I kind of knew that this would probably span out to talking about our prison system and criminality and so on in general. And that's only natural, so that's fair enough. If you think our system should be changed, or if it's hunky dory the way it is, or like John, or like Donal and Laura, whether you're very negative in your opinions about our prison system, I'd like to hear from you too. 1850 410 494. There's Laura, who says that someone she or an ex partner of hers, in fact, was in prison for assault and then got out on temporary release and assaulted again. That's pretty worrying, I have to say. Donal reckoning that a lot of cases of people let out in temporary release is just because we simply don't have room in our prisons and they're archaic to a degree, and we can't house the amount of prisoners that are there, so they're letting them out in temporary release. Does that shock you? Does it worry you? Or do you think, no big deal? Now, you're welcome back. It's Mike Hogan in for Niall Boylan. Speaking about temporary release, our own Niall Boylan is on temporary release from the show at the moment. He's just a little under the weather at the moment, but that's why it's me in for the last couple of days, but he'll be healthy as a cricket, I'm sure, come Monday. Now then, I'm talking about temporary release in prisons, of course, and whether or not you agree or disagree with it, based on the story I mentioned from the outset, where one particular person was put away for 8 months for theft, and then during a 2-week stint of temporary release, was caught again thieving. Laura was on as well, and she has a past experience of knowing someone involved in a very similar situation, although it was more extreme, I suppose, a crime, in that this person assaulted again, physically assaulted, when let out on temporary release. Liz, you're live in Classic Hits. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Liz. What's your point on this?
Yeah, like, I don't know whether it does work. I mean, I don't know whether it favours anybody, especially society, to let them out. I mean, I would imagine if you're going to do it, it would be more people with petty crime than violent crimes, you know. I know the fellow that murdered my brother. He was out on temporary release for slicing someone's throat up. I mean, he got out on temporary release and then he went along and murdered my brother, you know. Now, he's out now since, it's just early new. Last week he's out since, you know, after serving an 8-year sentence.
I remember listening to you on the radio there a week or two ago, actually before Christmas, to see if he was getting out. But I think a lot of this temporary release thing, if a person has a drug problem and they're let out on temporary release, I think drugs are a lot of the problem. I don't mean with your brother's killer, I don't know anything about it, but I mean in general. People go into prisons and they're addicted to heroin or cocaine. Or
well, I mean, I think a lot of people go into prison and come out drug addicts, to be honest with you. By the way, can I
just for 1 second, or I want to just jump in for those just joining us and maybe haven't heard your story before, Liz. Your brother was tragically murdered. But I didn't realise that it was during a temporary release stint.
Yeah, your man was out on temporary release.
Okay. Well, there's a prime example of how it can go wrong.
He had to do the remainder of his sentence then for that crime, because they let him out on early release, temporary release, you know what I mean? So they don't say all the sentence. Once they commit a crime, then they're forced then to serve the rest of their sentence off that crime, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I, to be honest with you, I'm just really confused with the justice system in this country. I mean, I don't think there's any deterrence really for anybody else to do any crime really. I mean, if you see life, you know, if you get life for murder in this country, it's a minimum of 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So after 14 years, I mean, most people get out after 14 years. It's very rare before you see people serving an extended life sentence, you know, 20 year plus. It's very rare. They're rare. You know, I mean, I just don't think does a deterrent anyway, really, in any kind of crime?
Well, Donald's opinion earlier on, and indeed I see it on the text as well, is that basically, and that's the kind of, you know, almost the theme of the show this afternoon, that a lot of people reckon that the country's just run by liberals, and ultimately, if it continues to be run by people with a liberal mentality and agenda, this is what's going to happen.
And I mean, the prison system is very soft here compared to, like, the American system or, you know, systems like that. I mean, you look, you go in there now when you're playing your Game Boy or your PlayStation or, you know, it's very relaxed, kind of chilled setting. You know, you go to school, you have art class,
But Liz,
you know something, like I said earlier on about you watch these American programs and life is life. I mean, and that's...
Yeah, but Laura and Liz, I mean...
There has to be some part of rehabilitation.
Yeah, there has to be some form of rehabilitation or else it's completely pointless. But hold on a second, but Laura...
They do the classes and then when they do the classes, they get time off, more time off.
I know, but Laura and Liz, second or third person who've mentioned America today, I mean, take a look at America. It's not like they have no crime issue just because they're making people do hard time.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, Liz, I wouldn't like the country run like America either, to be honest with you. I mean, I think the guards are just way over the top over there. They're shooting their head off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going happy over in that place. I don't think that works either. I mean, but I would suggest, I mean, when people are like, make them work. I mean, there's things you could be doing with these prisoners. Like, you'd have them out doing something in the community. You know, you could have them doing, working hard, craft, doing something. I mean, there's nothing really to deterrent down for me. The sentence in here is very light. Very, very light, you know. And I think the reason why they keep it light is because it's a revolving door for most of them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. They're out and they're in and there's no room for them. And business we have an island, but there's not a lot, I can tell you, for the amount of crime that's going on.
All right. Well, listen, I take your point, Liz. I take your point, Laura. I'm going to have to wrap it up there. Any plans for the weekend, Liz?
No plans. Going to visit the mother. She's not the best now after your man getting out.
So that's
got me weekends will exist of now for the next few weeks.
Right. Well, hopefully things will look up there.
No problem. There's no option.
Yeah. What's the issue?
She just got out. Like, you know what I mean? And he's back in the same area that my mum is.
No, but what did you say? You're going to see your mother? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'll go down and spend the weekends with my mum.
All right. Okay. I understand.
I'm not happy with the situation.
Of course. Got you. Sorry, I thought you were saying your mother was ill. Liz, thanks a million for your call.
Have a good weekend.
Laura, have a nice weekend too. Okay.
Thanks very much. I'll be working.
You'll be working all weekend.
I won't see much of it.
Oh well, there you go. You're the exact person now on text who get annoyed with me when I say enjoy your weekend. Now it's almost the weekend.
I'm working my weekend about 1 o'clock Sunday when I finish.
Oh good, when everyone else is going back to work. All right, Laura.
All the elderly in the country need minding, Mike.
Right,
I'm
okay.
Well,
good on you.
That's a full time job.
100% it is. All right, Laura. Thanks a million.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care of yourself, bye-bye. And thanks a million for all the calls and texts today and over the last couple of days as well. Thanks for all the comments and getting involved. If you want to bring a topic up on the Niall Boylan Show here on Classic Hits, you can, of course, just give the team a call on 1850 410 494 or you can WhatsApp 087 188 0008 if you want to bring up any topic that you so wish on the show. And I'm sure Niall will deal with it next week.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.